Please consider with me today a rather brief yet packed, powerful passage in God's Word, reading 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. Of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. I tried to emphasize three words. Wisdom from God, which seem to have a close connection with three other words that you know as religious terms. Righteousness, sanctification, redemption. Think of all of it as a gift, a comprehensive package deal, with Christ as the key to all of it. When you have Jesus by faith, you have wisdom from God, first of all, as it pertains to your righteousness. That's a long word, righteousness, which stands for a very big concept that I'd like to talk a bit about today by considering the opposite. Not sin, but foolishness, a certain kind. The foolishness of any human work righteousness. If people are at all concerned about the prospect of facing God on Judgment Day, then by nature they tend to assume that it's up to them to do enough good things to make up for the bad things in their lives. Now, you know that this is a hopeless, impossible delusion. You have heard God's wisdom from the law, which confronts you with the fact that all of your sins, all of mine, they add up to an insurmountable, unpayable debt. Each one of us has that, which threatened to put you, me, and everyone else in the worst form of debtor's prison, hell itself. But you've also heard God's wisdom from the gospel, which tells you the absolute established fact that Christ has paid that debt for you. Not only that, He has lived a perfect life in your place and made it count as your righteousness. Think about that. Jesus did all the work required of you, and you get the credit by direct transfer. Your righteousness, His righteousness, like a swap. Your sins go to Him, His righteousness goes to you. It's a complete, ready-made thing, which you then cling to as a certainty, because God has made it certain. And even this faith that you have comes as God's gift and part of the wisdom that you receive from Him. When you believe in Christ, or as the Apostle puts it, when you are in Christ Jesus, God sees Jesus when He looks at you. You are wrapped in Jesus, as it were. So God sees perfection, you and me, completely acceptable to Him, because the Savior has washed us clean in His blood. So in a brief amount of words, that's the wisdom of having Jesus as your righteousness, which leads to the wisdom of having Jesus as your sanctification. They go together. Righteousness from Christ comes first, a complete thing. Sanctification follows next, which is not a complete thing, not a perfect thing, not in this life. Here's what happens. As we keep circling back to the gospel, it's going to have a positive effect on what we think, our sense of priorities, what we say and do. It's going to have a rejuvenating effect that will motivate you to think of yourself as individuals belonging to God, so that you get on the same page as your Lord. And you learn to govern your life more and more in line with what the Bible tells you. very much a work in progress. As you receive God's forgiveness offered in word and sacrament, it has the effect of causing us to live our lives for Him, seeking His glory rather than our own, learning to be thankful and content with what He gives us, doing good for people, especially fellow Christians, while at the same time not compromising on anything that is right and true from God's point of view. All of that because of Jesus, your Savior, the wisdom of your Christian life, your sanctification. He's also the wisdom of your redemption. In the text, Paul probably has in mind what Jesus says in Luke 21 regarding the last day. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. In Christ, we know how it turns out in the end for us. This wisdom is more than wishful thinking. In Christ, we have a certain hope based on not our sanctification, but on that righteousness that He gives us, what He did for us, what God promises, rather than who we are and what we do. Truly, this is compelling, powerful stuff. The best part of what we have at Emmanuel is right here on this podium in front of me, this truth of Scripture. This heavenly wisdom is the focal point of what we do here. And in many ways, it guides our lives, even down to details that involve problems, challenges, and issues that we face in our everyday lives. In this heavenly wisdom, we have God talking to us, the only way that's going to happen. We have God loving us out loud, as it were, assuring and forgiving us, while at the same time working in us what He wants of us, whether that's repentance from our sin, or a greater conviction in your heart, or better understanding of Bible doctrine, or stronger faith in God's promises, or a firmer resolve to serve Him. For that reason, I can say it, and I hope you will agree, even if the circumstances are kind of wobbly, it'll be a great semester and a wonderful school year, because and only because of Jesus at front and center. He is your wisdom from God, your perfect righteousness with God, your growing sanctification to God, and the certain hope of that final redemption by our God. Praise be to Him. Amen. Let us close singing those same praises to our Savior. Hymn 775, stanzas 3 and 4. 775.